A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning and welcome to your prequen. We are Klein Alley Show. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Klein, that's Allie right there.
Good morning.
We got DJ Omar Khan, known as the audio sniper, Jake Z-Nerd. And in the back room, taking them calls early often. 800-520-1067. You got Postmaster Gianni and Vanessa, who apparently has a brain bleed. Enjoy her while you can. We're not exactly sure what's going on, but after the show yesterday, she decided she's going to go call a doctor because she thinks she is slowly deteriorating.
Is she really?
Oh, yeah. She's freaked out.
She's getting worried about it. You know what I actually just learned before we started was that Vanessa had to repeat a grade.
And that's very common for people that come to this country. They have to repeat for some reason.
Yeah. I repeated grade and I was born here.
Well, that's just Jake. That's not Jake.
I feel like everyone on the show repeated grade. Hold on, Johnny, did you repeat a grade? You must have as well. Had to have.
No, this all makes sense now why Jake and Vanessa are the way they are, though.
Okay, excuse me.
Hold on, Johnny.
Everyone, please, I need people that are from other countries to call and say if you repeated your... grade.
Nobody else has done that.
Yes,
bro.
It's funny because she was like, I had to repeat the fourth grade, not because I'm dumb. And I was like, why did you have to say it like that? Do they tell you that?
And
was like,
I know what you guys are thinking.
Vanessa,
it's not.
How many times did you repeat the fourth grade? Six?
Just twice.
Okay. Well, that's acceptable.
It's crazy. It's always third grade or fourth grade. In my school, everybody flunked the third grade, too.
And I didn't flunk.
But, Johnny,
are you saying, Johnny, you were the scholar of your third grade
class? Not saying I didn't repeat a grade, though.
She also pointed out Johnny was homeschooled, so he was the only one there. Wait, Johnny, I thought you graduated college twice.
No, I went to two different colleges, and I graduated at each of them. I got an AA, and then I got a BA.
Right.
Are you just saying your grades?
No, I wish. No,
those are your degrees. So you have a BA and an AA?
Yes.
The very smart show you're listening to right now. I mean, think of all the schooling we've done. If you add all the grades we've done more than once. Jake, which grade did you repeat?
Fifth grade.
Oh,
That's an important one, I think. Did they say why?
I'm sure they did, but I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, great.
Maybe that was the problem.
Well, anyway, it's an educational program. Hey, this morning... rock and roll legend Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine, will be in the K-Rock studios. That is very, very exciting.
It's hard to find anybody.
Maybe I can play my clarinet with him.
Oh, right.
Omar,
he
always brings his guitar. Yeah.
I don't know which musical performance I'm more looking forward to today be honest. You will be playing the clarinet. Tom Morello will be here. There's new Rage music, Allie. Well, not new Rage music. New Tom Morello solo music that he actually performs with his son. Here's a sampling.
Klein's kids hate him.
No.
Shut up.
Klein's kids hate him.
That's not
Tom. Klein's kids hate him because he's a bad dad.
It's not okay.
I'll kiss you, bro.
Klein's kids hate him.
Bad boy.
Klein's kids hate him.
Yeah.
Klein's kids hate him because he's a bad dad.
What?
I want this on your radio. I do not want to do the same on your radio.
You are crazy, Dad.
That's not Tom Morello.
Tom Morello and his son wrote that.
That's a beautiful song. God, I feel really bad about myself after hearing that song.
You hear your children's souls just get crushed, man. Destroyed.
But also you can hear their disappointment in their own father.
Yes. Yeah. And that is important to capture that in song form. So anyway, we'll got a lot big show planned for you today. Also get you into Coachella, get you some sweet, sweet lift tickets to join us tomorrow for Ditch Day. Let's kick it all off right now with some Blink. Happy Thursday, K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Klein Alley Show. Don't look at the text line, Vanessa. A lot of people checking in saying that they graduated earlier on time and they're identifying as Mexican. Different people that moved to this country that
ESL
said,
students.
I actually got to skip a grade. So a lot of people saying they did not also get forced to repeat the fourth grade like you did.
Okay.
But listen.
Well, no, 562 said I'm from Mexico and I repeated the fourth grade and my sister too.
But I was in the turtle reading group for like 6 years in a row. So that's more shameful than any of that. Because I was actually going to the next grade, but I would still have to leave the class and go to a reading group with younger kids.
I think that's sadder.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the saddest. And they would try to not make it sound. They would even spell turtle because I knew I couldn't spell it. They'd be like, time for him to go to the TRTTLE.
That's not how you
spell turtle. Special class
whatever it was.
I had to go to a special class to learn how to make friends.
You did?
Yeah. All like autistic kids and stuff.
No way.
I swear to God.
Did you maybe consider that you were also one of those autistic kids?
What are you talking about?
Jake, some of them.
You were in a group of autistic kids.
Yeah, you're one of them, dude.
And I had to go to a special class because I had a speech impediment.
You did?
You got any audio of that?
Huh?
You had the audio of that?
No. I think it's this show every day.
Why didn't you get audio when you were fifth grade? So, what was your speech impediment?
I used to just slur my words a lot.
I thought it was boring.
Not really trying.
He must have an impediment. No one cares about what he's saying.
Every topic he brings up is just so incredibly boring.
Yeah, that's what it was. It wasn't a mushmallow.
His words are fine, but
interesting.
Boy, well, this guy wants to be your friend on the goal line.
Hey, just wanted to follow up on that girl who said that her boyfriend thinks Jake is cool. I also think Jake is cool. In fact, I think he's so cool that were the opportunity to present itself, I would totally be his friend. But I wouldn't like hang out with him or anything because, even though I live in L.A. and he lives in L.A., mm-hmm. It's probably like, too far.
Yep.
But yeah, Jake's cool. Jake Shaq. Woo!
All right, so there's a guy that wants to be your friend. Hold on, this is one of the kids that Jake hangs out with at the special school. Here we go.
Hi, Klein and Ali. I listen to your show in the morning when I go to school. And I love you guys. Sweet
divis. Oh, yeah, he's a good kid.
There you go.
Cute.
That's
Jake
body.
Would say, Shrey divis.
Shrey sizzle. That's right. It's probably just sweat, more sweat. He's got so much sweat, it's like dripping through his mouth, too.
Yeah, wow.
If you'd like $100 of easy money, great way to start your day, put you in a good mood. They always say, these experts that say if you want to have a great day, successful day, you start with an easy task right out of the gate, like make your bed or put on your shoes or put your pants on forwards. This is a great way. You beat Allie, win $100 before 6:30 a.m., You're basically setting yourself up for guaranteed victory all day long.
And we're also giving you a little time now to just do a little crash course. Go through your phone.
Study up. These headlines are pretty simple. And if you get more right than she does, she gives you $100. Plus, we'll throw in 3-day passes for Creep Icon happening all weekend. Ontario Convention Center. Jake the Nerd will be there with his special group. If you want to stop by and say hi to Jake. And if you'd like to get in on this, call now 800-520-1067. We will give you your shot at Allie's $100. Little Allie knows the news action after this. Five questions could stand between you and instant wealth, and that's what it's all about on the show. You manifest your win. You make it happen. Allie's here to stand in your way. Even though it's her money, she is the enemy in this game. Allie knows the news because we're all rooting for the player, and nothing's more fun than paying the people.
Yes.
We'll pay you all show long with tickets and Coachella and lift tickets and everything else. But to win $100 at 6:20 in the morning on a Thursday, oh, it's nothing sweeter.
You must get past this broad-shouldered lesbian.
That's right. And listen to this theme song to put her in a good mood.
Allie's hairy beaver has herpes, and now she has the blues. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Thanks.
Sweet dibbits, I'm boned up.
All right, thank you. Don't you always regret sharing stuff that you share on the show after you hear those stories turned into songs like that?
Only 100% of the time.
Yeah, every time. I mean, we'd both be better off just sitting here and saying nothing.
Yeah, and then you're like, you know what? I'll just share parts of my life. It's probably relatable to somebody. And then everyone just goes, ha, Harry Beaver.
Yeah,
no need to have the blues. It's time for Allie Knows the News. And we're going to have a really great day.
There's a different song.
Okay.
That's Pantyhose Greg joining in.
Thanks, Pantyhose Greg.
All right, let's say hi to Evelyn listening to K-Rock this morning. Evelyn, give you the shot at Allie's $100. You ready to go?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Love you as well.
Thank you for listening to the show, waking up. You know how it goes. Allie's going to sequester herself, leave in the studio. If you don't believe me, you can check us out on YouTube as we speak, streaming live right now on K-Rock's YouTube page. She's wearing some sort of like a midriff belly shirt sweater. It's a look I've never seen before. They never put this on display at the mannequins. What is it?
She needs to sequester.
She is going to sequester. Thank you for that. Sequester that outfit deep in the closet is what you should do. All right, let's get into it. Your round of Allie Knows the News starts right now. Hit it.
Allie Knows the News.
A commercial airline flight, American Airlines jet, collided with what outside of an airport in Washington, D.C.?
That was a Black Hawk military helicopter.
Go to question number two. This artist has dropped out of tonight's Fire Aid performance because of an illness in their family. Which artist has had to pull out of that show?
Oh, no. Katy Perry.
Question number three. This iconic band is now releasing their own line of Crocs, officially making them a sellout. Which band is releasing their own line of Crocs? Need an answer. What?
Can I get a hint?
Nope. No hints.
Let's say Blink 182.
Question number four. More than half of Americans feel that this upcoming day of the calendar should be a national holiday, even though it currently is not. What day do more than 50% of Americans feel should be a national holiday?
Super Bowl Sunday.
And finally, speaking of Super Bowl, the current cost for a commercial to air during the Super Bowl is how many millions of dollars per 30 seconds?
I think 12 million.
12 million. All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score together, see how you do. Once again, if you're up for the challenge and you didn't make it through today, fear not. You get another shot to play tomorrow, and tomorrow's a Pick Your Poison Friday. You can battle anyone on the show, including myself, Postmaster Johnny, Vanessa, who did the fourth grade multiple times, Jake, who's in a special group, or Allie, if you want to keep it traditional. Here we go. Question number one. Allie, you're battling Evelyn in Norwalk. Here we go. A commercial airline, American Airlines flight, collided with what outside of National Airport in Washington, D.C.?
That was a crazy video. The military helicopter.
Yeah, that's right. It was a chopper, military chopper, Black Hawk, I believe. Once again, it seems like this is happening a lot more frequently now. I don't know what's going on in air. Didn't your dad used to do air traffic control, your stepdad?
No, he was the baggage cart manager.
Oh.
Equally important.
No, not at all. I thought you told me that he
was ramp service.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
And then he managed the people that drove those little carts around.
Very important stuff. Oh, so he was like ground traffic control. He was cart traffic control.
Yeah, like when he had a bad day, a dog died.
Oh, got it. That's terrible. I got a question number two. Both of you get the point. Question two. This artist has dropped out of Fire Aid tonight because of an illness in the family.
Where are you going, Dave Matthews?
Allie mushed her favorite. Of all of the artists that are performing, that's Allie's favorite, Dave Matthews, and he will no longer be a part of Fire Aid tonight. So she got that right. Unfortunately for Evelyn, Evelyn did not. So Allie goes up 2-1. Go to question number three. This iconic band has just released their own line of Crocs, officially making them sellouts. Which band is now have their own line of Crocs?
Korn?
Korn. Good guess. She said Blink 182.
I feel like Korn does a lot of collabs.
When I tell you the answer, I think everyone will be equally shocked. The Beatles. Beatles.
Isn't there only like one of them left?
Well, someone's got the rights to their, you know, images or whatever, and so they're doing officially Beatles Crocs now. So I don't know.
For who? Who wants to buy those?
Good question.
Sell out.
Yeah, I feel like
sellouts.
I feel like Yoko's behind this move somehow, right? Who's with me? We got a question number four. Allie's still up by one. More than half of Americans feel that this upcoming day should be a national holiday.
Super Bowl, the day after the Super Bowl.
Okay, it's interesting. She said Super Bowl Sunday. She was so close. But yes, more than half of Americans
feel
the Monday after the Super Bowl should absolutely be a national holiday. It's something we talk about every year around this time, yet it hasn't been changed. If anyone could do it, it would be Trump, because he's all about just signing stuff. You know what I mean?
You got a pen, just do it.
Yeah, he's got his pen out. He's signing everything.
Just signing.
Slide that while he's taking us out of all of the World Health Organization stuff. Why don't you quickly sign a quick Monday after the Super Bowl?
Give us a day. You're taking other days away.
Allie gets the points. And we go to this final question. Speaking of Super Bowl, how many millions of dollars does a 30-second commercial cost during the Super Bowl that we'll be seeing on next Sunday?
Yes, I just pulled this for an ADD News, and it's, I believe, $8 million
for 30
seconds.
She said $12 million. That's crazy. But the correct number is $8 million. Gets you 30 seconds. Well, Evelyn, you played okay, but Allie still beat you, and what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock?
My name is Evelyn, and this is embarrassing, but Allie knows the news.
Okay, that's okay.
You know what's going well when you're feeling embarrassed.
That, you know, that whole speech I gave about start your day with a win, and it's going to make you feel great, you'll conquer the day.
That's the opposite of that.
It's had the exact opposite effect on Evelyn. But sorry about that, and hopefully tomorrow you'll get an opportunity to, I don't know, call, play, and win. Pantyhose Greg apparently did a open mic night yesterday. Doing comedy.
Oh, poor Mike.
Poor Mike. He's on our phone with all through next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They rock. Klein Alley Show. You think about this show, technically some people think it's funny. We just saw some research that they did on our show recently. And they like to pull us in. It's one of the biggest kicks to the junk every month when they make us gather around the computer and show us the most recent research about the show. And they go, you know, these people hate you and these people like you. But the number one word that's used to describe your show is who. And that is continued. No, thank you. For a while, the number one word was who. But they found in the latest batch of, quote, research, where they, I don't even know how they do this. I guess they call, I don't know, random people all over Southern California, and they ask them if they listen to K-Rock or know what it is. And if they say yes, then they get another question. The number one word that was used to describe this show, I think, was funny, which is terrible because we're trying to be doing a serious show.
Not interesting.
No, they didn't say interesting.
Extraordinary.
They didn't say compelling. They didn't say amazing, but they said funny. And we actually rated better than any of the other shows on the radio. Take that, Seacrest, that as far as, you know, the
passion
and all that stuff. So that's great. And we really appreciate that. And it takes a while. I get it. We're an acquired taste. Maybe the reason the show is so funny is because on the show is Jake the Nerd, who moved to Los Angeles 2 decades ago with the dreams of being a stand-up comedian. Since then, he's been on stage, I don't know, 5 or less times. And we've heard some of his comedy. And it's okay. But then there's listeners of the show that like to, you know, we're a big fan of incorporating all of you. I mean,
don't forget, we've also had Vanessa do stand-up
comedy. We forced Vanessa to do stand-up as well.
I think her set went very well, and the guy that was giving her some notes said that she should continue to pursue stand-up comedy. She's got that it factor. But yes, there were less listeners that showed up that night, too, that were trying out their material, and it is something that seems easy but is very difficult.
Yeah, so when we were all surprised when we heard that our very own pantyhose Greg was going to try stand-up comedy here, just because you mentioned Vanessa, I want to play you a clip of her working on her stand-up.
Thank you for coming. I just flew in from Colombia, and my arms are really tired. You want to know why? Because I just carried a bunch of cocaine. So, what was the follow-up to that?
See? So she was crushing, obviously.
Was she wearing suspenders? Because I envision in my head when she's like, you know, she's like, she's pulling the suspenders.
And then she'll drink a sink of water and go, what else?
Yeah.
What else?
What else? What else? Right, what else? Anyone here on a date? Here she is.
Hello, everyone. So, oh, my God, I forgot it. Wait. So, we're from LA and there's a lot of traffic, right? Well, I'm from Colombia and there's a lot of traffic, kid. Thank you, Ali.
But for real, my...
No. That's it. Thank you.
It was a lot of working on her routine, and she finally went up on stage and did it. And some people say it's one of the scariest things you can do is go up on stage and in front of a bunch of strangers and try to make them laugh.
Yes, because when they don't laugh, you can feel that, oh my gosh, it is a thickness that you'll never experience until you're there in the room.
Pantyhose Greg, you did stand-up last night. Is that true?
Well, I was going to, but it's really cold to take two buses and be out in the cold. And I want to take a class first. I don't want to get up there and really suck, you know?
You know, it's funny because Vanessa told us you were calling us all show long yesterday trying to promote that you were going to be doing stand-up. And then in the end, if we had even put you on the air, there would have been no stand-up.
Well, I would have gone if you put me on the air. I was trying to get on the air, I guess.
No, it seems like your passion's not there. If the only thing standing between you and following your comedy dreams is getting on a second bus, and you're like, nah, that's not worth it. It seems like, what did you do instead last night, other than chasing your dreams?
I got stoned.
Right.
All right. Fair enough.
There are a lot of stoned comedians that make very successful careers.
I really think I could be successful. There's something you guys like about me because I'm constantly on the radio with you guys.
Hey, let's hear some of that material.
Yeah, what were you going to do?
Here, hold on. Let me set him up. Go ahead. Now, Pantyhose Greg, whenever you're ready, I know you probably had something worked out, so we'll give you an opportunity right now. I'm sure there's more people listening than would have been at your open mic show, but let's get one of the jokes out of the way now. See if you got a future.
Let's see. I have a joke. I don't know right now. Okay. Okay, I have a joke. I don't know how to, you know what, you guys, that's why I didn't want to do it last night, because I got to take a class. Why don't you guys help get me a class so I can learn?
You literally had nothing planned? There was not one joke you had planned?
I'm telling you, I have a lot of material. I'm not afraid to be in front of the audience, obviously.
Well, give us a taste of some of that material.
What's the material?
You have a lot of material. Give us one piece of material.
This is terrible. I'm bombing on K-Rock. Oh, my God. No, I don't have any material. That's why I want to take a class.
He's down to no material.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
You should just steal Vanessa's material.
Yeah, you want to use that traffic bit?
Vanessa's hilaritating. I love her.
Okay.
I just flew in from Colombia, and boy, my arms.
Pantyhose Greg, I am very disappointed because I thought that you were ready to go. You had a full routine on the ready, and I just wanted a little taste of it, but you have nothing on the ready. So the buses didn't really get in the way of you going to your stand-up. It was the fact that you have no stand-up.
It will be happening, though, because I'm going to take a class. I've got some money coming in, you know.
Hey, are you going to be using Pantyhose Greg as your name, or are you going to go by a different moniker?
Great question.
Pantyhose Greg is featured on the Klein and Alley show.
No.
Klein Alley show correspondent, Pantyhose Greg.
No.
You
please.
Use it, honey. Go for
Do
it.
Do not use our name. Please.
Our name won't get you anywhere. You'll see.
It's going to be a head writer. Hey, some guy that claims he's the head writer of the Klein Alley show went up on stage in pantyhose and had no
that
jokes.
That were called funny in a weekly call out.
Maybe get someone to call in that will give me free classes.
What? No, okay. I'm done with him.
Greg.
If you ever do stand-up, let us know. But I will quote the text line who says, I'm so over Greg.
Yeah.
That's the future big, bright comedy star, Pantyhose Greg, on K-Rock. Good morning. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show.
Klein Alley Ditch Day.
Tomorrow.
Let's go. You there.
You need tickets? Call us now. Let's get you some lift tickets early so you can join us tomorrow. Get your excuse ready, open to the public. But, of course, if you win your way in, you get some lift tickets and join us VIP style with some food, etc. at Tommy's Bar. Be there tomorrow from 1 to 3. Love to hook you up right now with lift tickets at 800-520-1067. We got those throughout the show today. Got your Coachella tickets later in the show today. More Creep IE Con passes. Omar's going to have his big live performance of his clarinet, which he's already
doing. Sure, you guys want to do that?
Oh, we do. Oh, today. Okay. It's a big day. Right. And I can't believe with all of that stuff, we haven't even mentioned that the great Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine, Prophets of Rage, Audio Slave, probably 50 other bands that we don't even know about.
Oh, my gosh. There's probably every artist that you're listening to on K-Rock has some kind of connection with Tom Morello.
Tom Morello will be in the K-Rock studios in about an hour and a half. And I'm very excited about this for so many reasons. But we're going to give you an opportunity to join us for 10 Seconds of Rage, where you can rage against anything at all that's bothering you. And Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine will help us judge. And so all you got to do if you want to get in on that is slide in the DMs or send us a text so we can line up you ragers, and that'll be happening a little bit later this morning. So lots of opportunities to get involved in today's show. Come back with your ADD news and the winner of these first pairs of lift tickets. That's next. J-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Let's find out what's going on in the world. Take a look at your news. Then we get into a brand new hour of the show, complete with a Thrifty Thursday, El Cheapo. As we're officially getting into Valentine's Day time, El Cheapo wants to hear about times that people cheaped out on dates. You were on a date.
Maybe, whether you were on the receiving end or the giving end of the cheapness.
Maybe you cheaped out and that was the only date, or maybe you were out with someone and you couldn't believe the cheap move they pulled. It is cheap date stuff. We'll get into that next hour with some El Cheapo here on K-Rock. But first, let's give you this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
One of the most horrifying videos you will see came out last night after the American Airlines flight collided with a military helicopter that was on a training flight. In the video, you can see plane about to land and then an explosion, pieces falling through the air into the water at the Reagan Airport in D.C., and there were 64 people aboard that flight. They've already found 28 of them. They don't think that anybody has survived, so they've changed it from a rescue mission to a recovery mission. And they already know that some U.S. figure skaters and their coaches and family members were on board. American Airlines has already spoken about it, saying that they're defending their pilots. They're saying they were both experienced. One had 6 years under his belt, the other had two, and they don't know why the helicopter entered their flight pattern. So they are kind of placing blame on the military helicopter side of things. But the military is also defending their pilots, saying, you know, just because it was a training flight doesn't mean that they were inexperienced. So I'm assuming that once they find black box, manifest, whatever, they'll be able to find out more about how this all happened. But this is the first time there's been like a major U.S. airline disaster since like 2009. These things don't happen that often.
Oh, wait, a couple questions. One, there were fatalities?
Yeah.
Oh, there were.
Yes, they don't think anyone lived.
Oh,
were
man.
You listening to what
Did
she said?
Did you hear whatever I just
no.
said?
This was everywhere, man. What the hell?
Well, and this is a more important question, Allie. 2 years.
What are you talking
2 years is considered a lot of experience? That's a lot of 2 years?
I kind of thought that, too. I was like, hey, 6 years I get, but like 2 years is not that much. But that would probably be the co-pilot, right? Somebody who has less experience but is... And this was a flight from Kansas, I believe, to D.C., so it's not a super long flight.
Jesus.
But they were on the landing path. Like, that's pretty self-explanatory, you know? Like, that's where they're going.
And that's
nowhere else for them to go. They have to land right there on the runway. Right. So the fact that a helicopter would cross that path is...
crazy.
You would think they had the right of way, right?
Of course.
But also, that seems to be the part of the flight, from what I know, that the pilots are kind of in control. Less, you know, they're not in the autopilot at that point because they usually are in full control.
Right,
takeoff,
but
landing.
You wouldn't be deviating from that path at all.
No, but you've been given the clear. I mean, the way I've always heard in the movies, at clearance, runway 3B.
Yeah, but also, if you were on it, whether a helicopter or an airplane, aren't you aware of every other aircraft that's in that area? through that little beepy thing?
You're supposed to be, but how many times in the last 6 months does it feel like we've heard stories of...
Yeah, but those are like small planes.
No,
this
but also...
This is a major U.S. airline.
But even all the close call videos we've seen lately of planes that landed while another plane was like pretty much taxiing on the runway where a plane just landed. I mean, these are things that you would think...
Well, and they've also said that that airport has been criticized for being too congested. That there's too many flights going in and out and that it could potentially be dangerous because they're just trying to shove too many flights in.
I watched a special one time. I think it was on Fox, but it was basically like how to survive a plane crash. And they talked about all the airports that are the, quote, most dangerous to land in and take off from. And that, I believe, was one of those ones.
Really?
Because of the way it's set up, you have to get down. You have to... you have less time to really figure out your approach to the runway because of the way the angle you have to go in on it or something. I mean, there's other ones you've heard of.
So, yeah, we landed at the one in Nepal that's like the. Then they told us right before, they were like, by the way, this is one of the most dangerous airports in the whole world. It's always on one of those lists. So I was like, why would you tell me that before that? But it's because it's a short runway that runs up into a mountain.
Right. And that's like Burbank, too. They don't have a lot of runway there at Burbank Airport. They
gotta, just like Burbank.
They
got to
land and hit the brakes real quick.
Okay, the Fire Aid Benefit Concert is happening tonight. If you didn't get a ticket, don't worry. It will be streamed literally everywhere. Even if you're one of the four people that doesn't have Netflix, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple TV, Paramount Plus, lots more places. But you will not see Dave Matthews, unfortunately. He is the only artist of many that has had to drop out at the last minute because of a, quote, critical family illness. And I'm sure he's not lying, but I know we've talked about some of the best excuses people could use to get out of things, and family illness...
Yeah.
It seems like a great one, but it just from personal experience is one that I've used when I was lying and I regret that. But there's a lot of follow-ups with family illness.
I'm not saying...
A lot of how's it going, checking on the person. Then if you see the person, they ask the person. It's very messy.
It's always terrible when someone says, like, hey, how's your uncle doing? You're like, fine, why? Like, oh, I don't know, 3 weeks ago you didn't come to my birthday party because you said he was in a coma. You're like, oh, did I?
Oh
that's
whoopsie-do.
Right. Yeah, he's dead. I don't think Dave Matthews is necessarily going to show up at Ditch Day at Snow Summit, but if he is, good excuse to get out of that show.
Definitely. If you want to eat healthy, it's obviously a good idea for a lot of reasons, but it's nearly impossible if you are on any kind of budget. Yeah, there's Trader Joe's and Sprouts might make it mildly affordable at times, but groceries always getting more expensive, healthy food always getting even more expensive, and now according to a new study, healthy food costs more than double the price of less healthy options. They said 1,000 calories of healthy food, like fruit and vegetables, etc., is $9.17 compared to $4.47 for, like, you know, ready meals, processed meats, that kind of thing.
Now, I'm giving you the greatest hack I can give you is to just buy a roll of those stickers that say organic on them from Amazon,
healthy.
And you can place those stickers on anything in your house, make it seem healthier. A lot of it's in your mind. It's mental.
Oh. Well, and I also noticed that organic food spoils way faster.
Always does.
And I love that.
The life cycle of fruit and vegetable in my house goes like this. My wife goes, we need to get more fruits and vegetables for the kids. Nothing's healthy here. I go, fine. I go out and buy fruits and vegetables. They sit in the refrigerator. On the third day.
Because no one wants them.
No one wants them because they're the last pick. I go, all right, everyone's got to eat this whole thing or they're going to go bad by tomorrow. I put them on the plate. Kids look at them, push them around. They get brought to the sink. They get dumped. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, everything's covered in mold. And we start that cycle all over again.
I know. And then you wonder why you start buying stuff that's just easy.
Right.
Because you're like, I don't want to waste food. And I don't want to waste money.
Terrible. Just terrible. But
every once in a while, you bring a whole rack of kale into the studio because you're the only one who's going to try and eat it so that you don't have to throw it out.
A rack of kale?
Yeah.
Allie buys it by the rack.
I do.
Allie buys all of her stuff.
It's cheaper that way.
By the rack. It's a lesbian thing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
New hour of the show. Kick it off next, K-Rock.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized.
Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.